Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio speaking to our Winter Dream Team co-player of the year, Michael Brewer, the Hillsborough Hawks, sharing it with Tyson Gray of the Farmington Knights. And honestly, Michael, that's a pretty good guy to share an award like this with. But we'll talk more about that later. But in your time at Hillsborough, you've done so many things, and you and I were marveling over that before we started this interview. Almost 1,800 career points, almost 1,000 career rebounds, 93 career wins as a varsity starter, which Coach Johnson said is the most all time. Four-time All-Conference JCAA MVP this year, four-time All-District. This is your third time on Dream Team. You've been a part of three district championships. You've been to the state quarterfinals. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. How do you rack your head around all these things?
You know, it's pretty incredible. After 4 years, you could say you have all those awards. But honestly, it's because Coach Johnson and Coach Gilman, they push you every day in practice. They get the best out of you. And, you know, you work your hardest to get there.
There is something that's contested about all-time records, and that's dunks. You and Gavin Pinkley having a little laugh about that on Twitter. How much of his game kind of rubbed off on you, his personality, just his style?
You know, a lot of it. I saw him play for 3 years, and I played a little bit before that in junior high and stuff. So, you know, just seeing his moves, seeing what he could do down low, he could shoot it a little bit. You know, just I really wanted to be like him, really.
And I know Coach Johnson, kind of that big size as well. What was it, him and Gavin that kind of helped you out in your game being a big man, or were there other people involved?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they showed me moves I could do, get around people or rise up above somebody.
Anyone else that helped you along the way? Did you have, you know, a summer coach or something like that?
No, I didn't really play much summer ball.
Really? Okay. I guess probably because you focus on baseball more.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Very well. 21 points per game this season, just about 11 rebounds a game this year. Junior year, you put up gaudy numbers just like this. In terms of the growth for you from last year to this year, how much more do you think you matured as a basketball player?
You know, I think I got really stronger over the off season. I worked out a lot. And I think Gavin being gone, I think I had the ball a little bit more, so I could shoot it a little more. But, you know, I think I became stronger, so I just bullied kids down there.
Let's talk about memories from the season, because I remember a couple alley-oops that kind of worked out in y'all's favor a little bit. I mean, there's just so many moments throughout a season, and I know that there's so many throughout a game that it's kind of hard to remember all of them, but I'm sure there's something, maybe someone shared a video of you doing something, but what kind of stood out to you about this year?
You know, definitely the dunks. That was probably the most fun part, The first lob against Central, the first game of the year, where Mark threw the half-court lob, that was for sure my favorite one.
Yeah, that definitely got on video, too. That was a pretty cool thing. I want to talk about being co-player of the year. It doesn't happen very often, but there's a lot of great talent around here, and Tyson Gray is another big man who kind of puts up those same type of numbers that you did. How much of him did you get to witness throughout your career, and how cool do you think it is to kind of share this award with him?
You know, me and him are actually pretty good friends, I'd say. We used to play a while back, and it's pretty incredible that we got to share it, you know, and he's a great player, so am I, so, you know, it's just awesome.
I want to talk about growth because, you know, this is your last year at Hillsborough, and I know you're still on the baseball team, and that's cool. You're going to go to Southern Miss, which is an awesome ordeal for you. But, you know, growing up as a kid, sometimes you just want to be a kid, and then sometimes your parents or someone put you in a position where they're like, well, I see the talent there. Let's get you on the basketball court or on the baseball field to see what happens. When did that start for you, and how would you assess sort of how you've grown up these last several years?
I think I've always wanted to play basketball. Basketball was my favorite sport, it used to be. And I think I saw my future was going to be in baseball, so I started focusing towards that way. But, you know, basketball always had a place in my heart, and I really wanted to play it.
Same thing I asked Ben Lampkins. What are you going to take away from being a member of the Hillsborough Hawk basketball team?
You know, I'm probably going to miss the players and coaches the most. You know, Coach Gilman's leaving, which congrats on him. But, you know, Coach Johnson, he was probably one of my biggest fans. You know, he's like a dad to me, so probably going to miss him the most.
All right, I think we'll end it on that, Michael. Hey, congratulations on a storied career here at Hillsborough, and best of luck, continued luck on the baseball diamond, and good luck at Southern Miss next year.
Thank you.
All right, that is Michael Brewer. He is the Winter Dream Team Co-Player of the Year, three-time Dream Team athlete, and member of the Hillsborough Hawks, joining us here today on Regional Radio.